Welcome to Bible Talk, the program that gives Bible answers to Bible questions. This program is brought to you by the St. James Church of Christ in St. James. Your speaker is Lynn Huggins, preacher with the St. James Church of Christ.
In 1 John 4 and verse 1, John the Apostle said, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world." For the past several weeks, we have been testing the doctrines of Calvinism to see whether or not they are of God. If they are of God, then they should be believed and supported by all. But if they are not, then we must reject them and strongly oppose them. So far, we have examined, in light of the Scriptures, the doctrines of total hereditary depravity, unconditional election, and limited atonement. And from our examination, we have concluded that these Calvinistic doctrines contradict very basic biblical principles and are therefore false doctrines and should be rejected. Today, we want to examine the Calvinistic doctrine of irresistible grace. Now, first, let us define the doctrine. The Calvinistic doctrine of irresistible grace teaches that the gospel invitation extends a call to salvation to everyone who hears the gospel. The gospel invites all men without distinction, and it promises salvation to all who will obey. But they say this outward general call, extended to the elect and non-elect alike, will not bring sinners to Christ. This gospel call invites all, but it will not bring one sinner to Jesus. Why? Because they say all men are by nature dead in sin, totally depraved, and are thereby unable to forsake their evil ways and turn to Christ for salvation. Therefore, the doctrine says that the Holy Spirit, in order to bring God's elect to salvation, extends to them, and only to them, a special inward call in addition to the outward call of the gospel. Through this special inward call, the Holy Spirit performs a work of grace directly on the heart of the sinner, which brings him to faith in Christ. This direct operation of the Holy Spirit upon the elect sinner creates within him a new heart or a new nature, whereby he now is able to obey Christ and be saved. The doctrine also says that this special inward call of the Holy Spirit never fails to result in the conversion of those to whom it is made. This inward call of the Spirit is issued to the elect only, and the Spirit is in no way dependent upon their help or cooperation for success in His work of bringing them to salvation. The grace which the Holy Spirit extends to the elect cannot be refused, they say. It is an irresistible grace. Well, in short, the entire Calvinistic view of irresistible grace is a complete misunderstanding of how the Holy Spirit works in converting men to Jesus Christ. On the program today, we want to show from the Scriptures how the Holy Spirit works in conversion. We want to show that the outward call of the gospel is the means by which the Holy Spirit convicts man of his sins and converts him to Christ. We do not deny that the Holy Spirit works in conversion. He does. But the question is, how does He work in conversion? What is the manner of His operation? Does He operate directly on the heart of the individual by an irresistible force? Or does He operate indirectly through the medium of the Word that is preached? Well, the Bible teaches that the Holy Spirit works in conversion through the Word that He has revealed. You see, the Holy Spirit is the one who revealed the Word of God. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 13, "These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual." And so the very words that the apostles spoke and wrote are the words of the Holy Spirit. These words have been preserved for us in Scripture. These words are the medium through which the Holy Spirit effects conversion. The Holy Spirit does not work directly on the heart of the sinner, but He works through the Word He has revealed. Let me illustrate it like this. Let's say I tell you that I cut down a tree in my backyard. Well, someone who saw me do it said, "Well, to be exact, it was the axe that did the cutting." Well, both statements are true. I cut down the tree by means of the axe. The axe was the instrument I used in the cutting down of the tree. But it still could be said that I cut down the tree. Well, in the same way, the Bible teaches that the Holy Spirit works in conviction and conversion. But how does He do it? Well, He does it by means of the Word, the gospel that He revealed. The gospel is the instrument He uses. And so if a sinner today is led in conversion by the Holy Spirit, it will be by his hearing, believing, and obeying the Word revealed by the Spirit. Well, let us look at some passages to prove this. Well, look with me first in Romans 10, verse 17. It says, "So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." Well, how does faith come? By direct operation of the Holy Spirit on the heart? Well, no. It comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Through hearing the Word preached, the heart is brought to faith and obedience. Jesus said in John 17, verse 20, "I do not pray for these alone," that is, the apostles, "but also for those who will believe in me through their word." You see, anyone who believes in Jesus believes in him through the words of the apostles. That is how faith comes. It's through the preaching of the word. God calls sinners to him to be saved, but it's through the preaching of the gospel that he calls them. Paul said to the Thessalonians in 2 Thessalonians 2 and verse 14, "To which he called you by our gospel for the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ." They were not called by an inward direct moving of the Holy Spirit, but rather by the preaching of the gospel. Jesus said to the Jews in John 6 and verse 44, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day." Now, the Calvinists will say, "See, no one can come unless the Father draws him." But they conclude that God does the drawing by a direct, irresistible moving of the Holy Spirit on the individual's heart. But that's not what the passage says. How does God draw men to Jesus? We'll look at the very next verse. Jesus said, "It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught by God. Therefore, everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me." Now notice, they are drawn by God to Jesus by being taught of God, by hearing and learning from the Father. It is through the preaching of the Word that men are called and drawn to Jesus. Also look with me in John chapter 3 and verse 5. Jesus said, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." Now, when one is born again, he is born of the Holy Spirit. But Peter says in 1 Peter 1, verse 23, "Having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the Word of God, which lives and abides forever." Now, one passage says he is born of the Spirit. The other passage says he is born of the Word of God. Well, is there a contradiction? Well, no. The explanation is that the Holy Spirit works through the preaching of the Word in effecting the new birth. When one hears the Word, is convicted by it, and then obeys it, he becomes a new creature, and it can be said that he was born of the Spirit. Also, in Matthew chapter 13, verses 14 and 15, Jesus quotes a prophecy of Isaiah and applies it to certain ones who had rejected him. Jesus said, "And in them the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled, which says, 'Hearing you will hear and shall not understand, and seeing you will see and not perceive. For the hearts of this people have grown dull, their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn, so that I should heal them.'" Now, our Lord says that a turning, a conversion, is necessary if God is to heal a man of his disease of sin. But also notice that this turning or conversion is brought about by men seeing, hearing, and understanding. Man is to hear and understand the Word if conversion is to take place. Well, this is how the Holy Spirit works in conversion. Now, we see this being played out in the cases of conversion recorded in the book of Acts. For example, in Acts 2, Peter preached the gospel to the Jews in Jerusalem. Verse 37 says, "Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart, and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, 'Men and brethren, what shall we do?'" Now notice, the word was preached, hearts were pricked as a result of the preaching. They asked what they must do, they were told what they must do, they then obeyed it, and they were saved. You see, the conversion came about through the preaching of the word. Also in Acts 8 and verse 5, it says, "Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ to them." Verse 12 says, "But when they believed Philip as he preached the things concerning the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus Christ, both men and women were baptized." Now notice, the word was preached, and as a result, people believed and obeyed. The conversion was effected by the preaching of the word. Also in Acts 8, verses 26 through 39, we read of the conversion of the Ethiopian eunuch. In this account, the Holy Spirit was instrumental in getting the preacher to the sinner so he could preach the gospel to him. The Holy Spirit did not work directly on the heart of the eunuch. It was through the preaching of Philip that the eunuch was convicted and converted. Also in Acts 10, we read of the conversion of Cornelius and his household. Again, the Holy Spirit did not work directly on the heart of Cornelius, but was involved in sending the preacher Peter to Cornelius so that he might hear the words whereby he and his household might be saved. Acts 11, verse 14. Also in Acts 18, verse 8, we read, "And many of the Corinthians, hearing, believed, and were baptized." Many of the Corinthians are converted to Christ, but it is accomplished by them hearing the preaching of the gospel. In each case, the Bible gives no evidence that any direct operation of the Holy Spirit was at work to cause men to obey. The Holy Spirit was involved, but he was involved in getting the preacher together with the sinner, and he was involved through the words that he guided the preachers to preach. The fact that Christians are to be found only where the Word of God has been preached is evidence that conversion is effected by the preaching of the Word. There is not a recorded example of anyone having been converted to Christ without the proclamation of the gospel. In the Bible, there is no evidence of any inspired man telling an individual that he needed to receive an inward call of the Holy Spirit to be converted. There is not a command, or is there an example in Scripture where a special inward call of the Holy Spirit was required for one to be saved? Well, what is our conclusion? Well, we conclude that the Bible teaches that the Holy Spirit works in conversion of the soul, but he does it through the word that he has revealed. Our time is gone for today, and we thank you for listening. If you would like a free audio CD copy or a transcript of today's program or of any of our Bible Talk broadcast, then just give us your name and address along with the title of the program you would like a copy of, and we will be glad to send it to you absolutely free of charge. There are three ways that you may send in your request. You may email it in. Our email address is sjchurch@sjchurchofchrist.com. Or you may call it in. Our telephone number is 573-265-8628. Or you may mail it in through the U.S. Postal Service. Our address is Bible Talk, P.O. Box 308, St. James, Missouri, 65559. Also, before we close, we want to invite you to check out our website. On this website, you're able to hear sermons on a variety of Bible topics, and you also are able to hear previous Bible Talk radio broadcasts. The web address is sjchurchofchrist.com. sjchurchofchrist.com.
You have been listening to Bible Talk, brought to you by the St. James Church of Christ in St. James. You're invited to the services of the St. James Church of Christ, Sunday morning at 9:30 for Bible classes and 10:15 for worship, Sunday evening at 5 for worship, Wednesday night Bible classes at 7. The church building is located at 685 Sydney Street in St. James, where Sydney Street and Highway B intersect. Thank you for listening, and join us again next week at this same time for Bible Talk.